FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND Sports. Now, here's Mike Thomas.
Major League Baseball. The Mariners unleashed five runs on Toronto in the 10th inning yesterday to win 6-1 and avoid the sweep. Starter Logan Gilbert went 7 2/3 innings, giving up one run on a no decision. Cal Raleigh let off the scoring burst in the extra frame with a solo home run. Six is the most runs the M's have scored all season. It's back to Seattle to start a series with the Cubs tomorrow. San Francisco salvaged the series against the Nationals with a 7-1 win yesterday. The Giants got big hits from the bottom of the order. Pitcher Jordan Hicks got the win going six innings, scattering four hits and an earned run. It's on the road at Tampa tomorrow. College baseball. 18th-ranked Oregon returned the 7-run blowout last night to Sacramento State, winning 11-4. The Ducks scored four in the first and three in the second inning. A weekend series with USC starts tomorrow. During Oregon State's win over Portland, Travis Pezzana set the record for career home runs at 35. He has 18 homers this season. The season record is 21. College softball, number 20 Oregon took down Grand Canyon University 9-4 yesterday as the Ducks held off a late inning rally. It's a big weekend series at Arizona beginning tomorrow. NBA, the Trailblazers host Golden State tonight. With three games left in the season, Portland has no incentive to win, but plenty to lose as they battle for the third worst record and the third best odds for a higher lottery pick. Seven players are on the injury report that won't play, including Jeremy Grant, who may have already played his last game as a Blazer. Tip-off against the Warriors is tonight at 7. Locally, softball and baseball, Madras plays Malala, Sisters versus Creswell. Boys and girls Intermountain Conference tennis today also. From the KBND Sports Desk, I'm Mike Thomas.
We begin in the NFL, where the Jaguars have signed pass rusher Josh Allen to a five-year extension worth $150 million. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers admitted to having dark thoughts in the immediate aftermath of his season-ending Achilles tear. And Dallas police have issued an arrest warrant for Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice after he and another speeding driver caused a car accident that injured four people. Rice is facing eight charges, including aggravated assault. In the NBA, Nikola Jokic had a game-high 41 points and 11 boards as the Nuggets take down the T-Wolves and are now ahead of Minnesota and the Thunder for the top spot in the West. The Bucks knocked off the Magic for their second straight win, but have shut down Giannis Antetokounmpo for the rest of the regular season due to a calf strain. Meanwhile, the Celtics have signed guard Drew Holiday to a four-year, $135 million extension. And Jon Rahm will be defending his title at the 2024 Masters Tournament that tees off this morning in Augusta. Tiger Woods is also making his return. That's sports. I'm J.D. Halperin, NBC News Radio.